what playmakers or Jordan or LeBron? Which question would have spiced up that press conference more? I would have enjoyed both.
I'm surprised Brad Biggs didn't go to Jordan or LeBron.
Me too.
Frankly.
Very surprised.
If he spits out half as many touchdowns as he did cliches, then the Bears are going to be just fine.
You know, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I hope he doesn't have fungus on his shower shoes.
Be boring and good. There was one answer where I was like, man, he was actually kind of candid. The differences between you and Mike, he's like, we'll probably move the pocket more. We're probably going to simplify things.
Yeah, that's just that. And I remember being struck by the same thing when he was talking with you. Like, if he'll tell you stuff, he'll get real about stuff every once in a while.
Yeah,
but he's young and he's living by cliches, but he's also comfortable and you can tell he's confident. I like that, and that's the way he played.
Yeah, I'm not going to be affected by the big stage. He had his line queued up for pressure and all that stuff.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
so
the high school coach with the quote.
Exactly. That was Mitch Trubisky. We will talk about that and more with Bernstein and Goff next on The Score.
This is Chris Bryant. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Playoff coverage brought to you by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it. And by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home. Easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's
Sports Station.
Night. It's Cubs versus Nationals in the NLDS. Game one, Friday. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every Cubs playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves own a 67% winning percentage in their home openers. Be there October 14th as they kick off the home season and defend their Central Division title. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. And we'll start with the Bears.
It's about all of it. You know, it's evaluation. And so I'd say it probably tied pretty heavily on both of them.
And that was head coach John Fox there, phrasing it as only he can. Of course, referring to the decision to replace Mike Glennon with Mitchell Trubisky at quarterback for Monday night's game versus the Vikings. Trubisky also spoke at the podium today at Halas Hall. We'll be playing bits of that all afternoon. Baseball, Cubs Nationals game one coming up Friday in Washington. And tonight in Major League Baseball, the playoffs begin in the Bronx as the Yankees host Minnesota in the American League wild card game. Finally, in basketball, Bulls open up their preseason slate tonight when they visit the New Orleans Pelicans. Breaking news on the Score brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Mecum Auto Auction, October 5th through 7th in Schaumburg. Also brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer takes stress out of caring for a sick child, whether asleep or awake. A gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Get your Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at local club warehouses or other fine retailers. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals in Game 1 of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
How do?
Thank you very much, Kevin Zipak. Kevin had updates today along with Joe Ostrowski before that. 130-1. Joe Ostrowski has the Arizona Diamondbacks to win the World Series at 130-1 from preseason. Goodness. Three technique guests. We thank them for the check-in on rookie and or second year quarterbacks. Jim Miller, we thank him. Mike Lombardi, we thank him from The Ringer. And Joe Madden, you just heard last hour. Some hardcore Cub things before the Cubs-Nationals series. Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, great job, guys. Thank you, Ray Diaz and Brian Gertz. Does the video stream, does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow is Wednesday. That means Can't Do It. Means Mike Florio. It means other things as well that are to be determined.
I'm sure we have other things.
I know. I'd like other things.
Yeah, we'll get there.
I like
be
a
great.
Lot of them.
Bernstein and Goff are here now. What's going on, gentlemen?
I assume you properly eulogized Tom Petty.
We talked a bunch of Tom Petty.
Talked about it in the 9 o'clock hour, played it every hour. Yeah.
Even you as a total non-music guy, I would think, Tom, that this is the perfect sort of litmus test here, that he had to have penetrated your music world just because of the number of hits, the fact that that every format of rock radio can play him. There's no way even you could be removed from that.
Well, that's what I told Spiegel. I was like, you know, when I was reading about it, because whenever some icon dies, I'm a curious person. I enjoy reading. I read stuff about him. I'm like, oh, I didn't know Hugh Hefner was heavily involved in the civil rights or whatever it is.
And
I was
those civil rights for the blacks.
Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. You know, whatever you learn about people. But Tom Petty, I was like, I actually knew 5 or 6 of his hits and probably more than that.
Because Speaks, obviously, who's performed half of his catalog or more, maybe close to all of it with, you know, deep cuts.
Yeah, like probably somewhere between 20 and 25 tunes or something like that. And he's got so many more than that. It's just a really good songwriter. Really consistent, efficient, elegant songwriter.
I feel bad, though. Like, I let him down whenever we have to talk music on the show. I'm like, I can't
hang.
That's why
the Lord invented Jay Zawoski, man.
Yeah, you just turn your back to me.
I don't expect you to spend 10 minutes on Walter Becker, but is my example here. But I'm thinking, you know, maybe
Boris Becker.
I had a few thoughts.
I expect
on
a lot of Boris Becker.
I had a few thoughts on Tom Petty that I was able to share. Yeah. Yeah, but he still carried the conversation.
Hey, man, he never changed the hairstyle. 46 years of commitment to one hairstyle and really one vein of, like, very finely honed rock and roll. Just stayed in his lane really effectively and wrote new songs all the time, too. So, good stuff. From Greg Cott, especially on the Tribune, about how he never turned into a nostalgia act. Just kept going.
It's just what he did. He didn't try to be anything other than what he was, which is something to be said for that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. A lot of Tom Petty thoughts, Jason?
No, I'm listening to you guys. Sometimes I just sit back
and
soak it up. Yeah. I mean, I know the hits.
Yeah.
My uncle Nelson, when he came to this country, I was a huge rock and roll fan. So I got a lot of my rock influences from him. And he'd be playing stuff in my grandmother's house for us. And Tom Petty was one of his guys. So Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So yeah, I mean, I don't have the albums, but
sure.
I'm aware. You know, sometimes music penetrates different genres, and you hear your favorite, your favorite artist. When Jay-Z's favorite artist, he's got in his book, as far as the list of people that he respects songwriting wise.
He's got Petty in there?
Bob Dylan and Tom Petty.
That's interesting. Like that. Yeah. And Petty's interviews in the Defiant ones were really good as part of that. Yeah.
So many things that it touches too. Like I think of Silence of the Lambs. You know, I immediately think this movie, one of my all-time favorite movies.
Used soundtrack.
Yes. Moment. Yeah, where she's singing American Girl right before Buffalo Bill. Is like it's so connected in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sucks, man, to go out like that, though. Oof. You know, you want to go out like Hugh, with your people around you, probably.
In your 90s.
Yeah, probably right, sitting there. But, that's... Having that kind of situation where it's just like that, and then people are making decisions about you—that's
the Marty Brenneman thing, right?
Sucks, man.
Isn't that the whole Marty? Just doesn't want
Marty Brenneman. Thing.
Marty Brenneman said his biggest fear is dying alone in a hotel room somewhere, right? And then they came and they
since that's how he spends a lot of his life traveling,
right? And they found like in the middle of a broadcast somewhere, Marty Brenneman he just went dark. On it. Yeah. My biggest fear is dying alone in a hotel room somewhere. Like,
that sucks.
All right, for all you kids out there,
three to two in the baseball field.
So what do you do from there?
Yeah,
right. 3-2 count.
Right. Here's Blanco.
Petty came to 4949 West Belmont, Canby Old Bunker, to be on Sound Opinions one night. And I was a producer, and I had to find everything on his rider. So I went and got some Marlboro Reds. I got like two different kinds of roasted almonds and a couple of different things. And he looked at all the stuff, and he like laughed apologetically and said, I don't even like that stuff anymore.
Yeah, he's never put it on there yet.
It's been years since he checked it. Yeah. But he did grab the Marlboro Reds as he walked away.
Still likes those.
Yeah. Something
for the road.
Yeah, of course.
Get basket. Through all that trouble.
That's right. I went to Nuts on Clark. But he wasn't going
to
let those
hair.
That was the best thing about 4949 West Belmont.
Seeing the random musicians walking around.
Well, there'd be a knock at the back door.
It'd be a star.
When I was sitting, it was a Saturday morning.
Or less. It was a Saturday morning
at 8, and I'm sitting at the update desk, and I'm putting together updates for the day, and I hear this on the back security door, and there's no camera or people or anything. I see, who is it? And I hear Blondie. Blondie. Oh, there's Debbie Harry.
Well,
and Blondie. All like, oh, hi, come on in.
Well, you got those two back doors. One goes to one station, one goes to the other.
You're just hoping you pick the right one. Next thing you know, she's all with Murph.
So Blondie. Who's the Fat Five Freddy you spoke about? Can you get him out of there?
So is your heart really made of glass? That's like Freddy Bobby with all the giant stuff.
Who's the dancing, guy without the shirt on? Yeah.
Why do you mix the music?
How did this happen?
I don't know.
You're bad people.
Yes, very much so.
So you're a pro bowler. You're a professional bowler.
Wiley?
Stop it. First rap song that ever got played on MTV.
Rapture.
Yep. Yes, sir. First rap song that ever got played on MTV.
I don't know, with Fat Five Freddy.
Yeah. I have to say this to you and all the Kansas Cityans, or however you say it, Kansasisans.
Uh-oh. Kansas Cityans.
Man, I watched two... Nah, cut it out. Cut it out.
I watched two quarterbacks
that I don't hold in high regard last night entertain the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And I'm glad John Gruden and the sleepy guy handled it the way they handled it, instead of Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels the beginning of the season just patting him on the head every time he threw the, look at him, he can throw the football down the field. I don't know if it's that young dude behind him that's making him play way.
I can tell you the answer is yes. It's a huge part of it.
This is the Alex Smith that couldn't wait to hit, tight ends were gold when he was in San Francisco because Vernon Davis was going to eat.
He's got nothing to lose now. He's got nothing to lose except his job, so he might as well.
And I still think, you know, because Kansas City looks like they're ready to rock. Like they're, that's a press play team. You just dropped a quarterback in there who can make plays, and they're, you're talking about an AFC championship type of game feel with them. But that thing last, and Kirk Cousins, I don't like him at all. I think he is, like, I think John Gruden did a terrific job of not throwing his brother under the bus with all the stuff that he tells him about him, but you could tell in that broadcast about him not making the best decisions and not being able to read defenses, which was something that you don't hear quite often about other quarter or every quarterback who can't read a defense.
Yeah.
He said that several times, and last night, if it wasn't for the Washington Redskins' ridiculous third down, you know, offsides and encroachment penalties that prolonged drive after drive.
Three of them on that drive.
Yeah, Cousins had three himself.
Yeah, Cousins made great plays with his feet.
Yeah, he ran for a couple of first downs.
And that ball that Josh Doctson dropped.
Yeah.
That throw on third and two, that was a big time to go there with it and put it that perfectly on point.
It's awesome. See, but the
Cousins, he should have won that game.
The thing that separates like the really, really, really good ones from the guys like the two you see last night is those dudes make those plays four or five times a game.
Right. Sure, you're not shocked.
Exactly.
You're not shocked by
it. Right, it's just watching Aaron Rodgers. It's just, oh, okay, yeah.
All right, that didn't work. I'll do it again.
Right. Did you see the end of the game last night?
On replay, didn't see it live.
Okay. All right. So I.
All time.
Dude.
All time.
I didn't.
I saw the video saying greatest backdoor cover ever.
It's in the conversation.
I'm watching it and I don't know the spreads, but as soon as the ball goes, I thought Northwestern Ohio State.
Yep.
As soon as the ball hit the ground.
That was referenced in my gambling thread with my friends. Okay. Yeah. On our text chain.
Dude,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I was about to say, I wasn't involved in that.
No. Just I have a text chain with just people who gamble on sports.
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, who's losing money right now as Justin Houston scoops up a ball?
A lot of people.
Dude,
the total came in, the spread came in, all on a completely useless play.
How about if you were playing against the Chiefs defense
in fantasy?
In fantasy, a lot of people's games turned.
Yeah, devastating play.
The Redskins covered the spread for every second.
Dude, I saw a tweet.
Every second of that game. Not until it read 0-0.
I've seen one that's worse.
That should be shown to every high school kid who's thinking about gambling ever.
Stay away.
Oh, that was so great. I'm like, did he just bump? Oh, is he running this back? I'm like, oh, I wonder how many people are losing money right now. It was crazy. It was an entertaining game.
Unbelievably entertaining. I've seen one that's worse. I will retweet it into my timeline right now. It was a Grizzlies game. Grizzlies. Next, listen to this, man.
listen to this.
Brian Bisbee, famous in the gambling world.
Mr. Layup laid on the fourth quarter.
Knicks are 12.5-point dogs.
I still think Stevie Franchise is going to come back.
Right.
Grizzlies are up 98-88. They are dribbling the ball out at half court. Okay. And he heaves a 45-footer as time expires.
Nice.
And skies it.
Nice.
And it swishes in for the 13-point half-point cover.
That's what you deserve.
Yeah, for betting regular season Knicks basketball.
Regular season halftime. Speaking of the Knicks, did you see that train in New York?
Yeah, that says...
The anti-Knicks promo campaign. They bought a train or something, a subway train, and they got like pictures of Joakim Noah.
It says like hopeless on it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was an FS1 thing, right?
I think
FS1 advertising in New York.
It's well executed. It's a Knicks diss train.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people going to be on that train, so might as well get the express or the local on that joint.
Oh, Fox Sports 1 thinks the Knicks are trash. I'll watch them.
Yeah, Mark Schanowski put out his five reasons to watch preseason Bulls basketball.
How about the reasons to watch regular season Bulls basketball?
Well, I think there's going to be some reasons. Just out of a sheer who needs to go kind of vibe. Like, this is like the people have already left that you think need to go. This is that kind of period where you're like, oh yeah, that guy needs to get his ass out of here too. And that might be the general manager and it might be a coach. But, because Mark is cool people. I just hit the retweet for him real quick. I haven't sampled any of this, but get those clicks right, baby.
Clicks are going to be down on Bulls content this year. I think it's probably safe to say.
Unless some, you know, silliness has a way of finding itself into the Advocate Center and the United Center, man.
Like, I'm here for the drama, sure.
Yeah, and with this, Zach LaVine, I think, is going to be a very interesting person to cover in this city.
He gets it, doesn't he?
Doesn't Will Perdue say he's a top 10 player of the NBA?
Yeah, well, top 10 talent in the league.
But Zach publicly, like, he wants to be, wants to comment, and, he's and very
we'll
willing.
See, we'll see, you know, if he's ready for that. Because now, you know, he's in Minnesota, he was a guy who was behind two guys who were deemed better than him.
Yeah.
So now you get a chance on a major market to get all the shots you want when you get healthy enough.
His own shoe contract's coming up too, yeah, and he's about to sign the Bulls deal. So I was just thinking, like, you're 22 years old. You upgrade from Minneapolis to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You got shoe companies fighting
very
over you.
Very sure of himself too.
Oh, unbelievably very, self-confident.
Very confident in his abilities, and has probably the smallest head in the NBA right now.
If you, physically,
Bobby Portis pretty.
Have you ever been? Actually, I saw Bobby this weekend. Saw Bobby this weekend. I was out and about this weekend, though.
Bobby's pretty confident, too.
Well, Bobby...
in what?
In himself.
In his SEC Player of the Year trophy
that he's been saying about himself?
Well, Bobby's
head... every shot now.
Bobby's head might not be as small, but his eyes are so big, it makes his head look small.
Yeah, Zach's got a tiny head, if you've ever seen him in person.
I have seen him in person. I did not notice the head size.
Tiny head. Yeah, that's how he jumps so high.
What is that?
Small shoulders, huge head.
That's why you can't jump.
That's true.
When you
gave me scoliosis.
You're shaped like a dum-dum pop.
We were making fun of my wife picked up one of my son's hats, one of his old baseball hats. She was looking for a hat to wear out to her workout. So she picks up a hat. She puts it on. And my son says, "Mom, that fits you?" And she goes, "Yeah, it fits me fine. It's yours, right?" And he said, "I have not, that was my hat from second year of T-ball. I have not adjusted that hat since I was 5.
Women have giant heads. The hair covers it up.
She was wearing a 5.5-year-old's hat.
You're doing the other
head?
Way.
Small. Yes. She's got a tiny head. Okay.
Yes.
I found that women have giant heads.
No,
we just look over it because they're attractive and they have hair. Women, dude.
So women are attractive
women
with hair.
Walking around here whose neck blew a bubble. There's some giant domes walking around here.
Well, a lot of them are on television.
Yeah, rightfully so. It looks better on TV.
Yeah, there are
models. Like the movie star theory. Mm-hmm. You got to have a big head. Russell Crowe.
Yeah, big head. Absolutely. Tom Cruise, massive head. And short.
Ed Harris. Ran into him at a bar in Manhattan.
Could not believe the size
short,
of Ed Harris.
Short with a giant head. Yeah.
That's how it works.
Lollipop people walking around.
Bernstein just noticed the shirt.
Awesome. The shirt's fantastic.
Who made that? A listener who heard saw me tweet about it because Christine had said you need a shirt that says my name is Matt and I once wanted to trade Javi Baez for pitching. So I tweeted it. Yeah, right. Oh yeah, a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And so dude made me a shirt,
a shame shirt.
I'm wearing my shame Baez shirt.
With Javi with the mohawk
the
and
mohawk
a,
Javi,
and,
yeah.
and a mouthful of dip.
It could be gum with him. Yes, and my God, I didn't notice that.
It could
before.
Be gum with him though.
It's my bad, Dan.
I'm just saying we don't know.
Don't slander Javi Baez as a baseball player.
He does love gum.
Fictional shirt.
Yeah, right. I don't think he's getting residuals on the one.
So what time are you guys breaking down Brandon Whedon and his new career as part of the Tennessee Titans?
Just saw that. Did you see the names of the guys they worked out for that offense, for a read option, RPO kind of hybrid move offense?
Oh, they like mobile quarterbacks? I didn't see Marcus Mariota go 35 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah, so there's another argument you can shoot
down. He's just not good enough, man.
Brandon Whedon, TJ Yates,
one more team.
Matt McGloin.
He's
just not good enough, guys. Come on.
No.
Stop it already.
I mean, that's...
Your crusade
comical.
Is
comical.
although, if we think about the change that has been sparked, people are like, oh, so then what? Well, a guy who's not in the NFL has made the NFL take its little mask off. A guy who's not in the NFL has made owners and billionaires talk about something that they are very uncomfortable talking about, and you could tell every time one of these mics get cracked. A guy in the NFL has made Roger Goodell start a conversation about a unity month.
Yeah, it's the last thing that all these guys want to do.
Right.
Did you read the story?
So, the conversation has been further.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, people are saying it's not a successful protest. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Did you read Dennis Irin today?
And a guy who's not in the NFL has also donated $1.5 million every Tuesday leading up to, I think, last week. $1.5 million of his own money, and it's itemized the organizations that it's gone to. So, you know, for everybody out there who's still talking that talk about what has it done, you know, the fact that you are having uncomfortable conversations with your kids because they're now finding out that you might be a little hoodie yourself, Yeah, that's what it's done.
Did you read Dave Zirin in The Nation?
No.
Haven't read it yet.
It was a wonderful piece about a polling in both USA Today, mainstream polling, USA Today, and there's another one that he cites that is a reminder, and he mentioned this specifically, a reminder that our Twitter feeds are not necessarily indicative of larger sentiment, that a majority of people support Colin Kaepernick's protest for the right reasons. And a larger majority of people feel that the president was unjustified in his criticism. 84% of respondents believe that Colin Kaepernick has every right to peaceful protest the way he's been doing it. So once we get out of some of these bubbles and look away from the text screen, that's to your point that it's not all awful. It's not all awful out there, and people do understand maybe more than we tend to think.
That was an endearing attempt at optimism.
Let's go.
It's not all awful.
I could try. It's not all
awful. He respects your effort.
I do respect the
effort. What do you guys got today?
Stuff.
Bemused look from Jason.
What do you want me to do? Zach Zabin, Matt Miller, Adam Kramer, and other news, Hubarkish, it's on. Got a full show.
That is a full show.
Talk about things that I saw last night in the game, because I watched that game. I watched all of it. So I want to talk about play callers and things that I hope to be right off of Lakeshore Drive.
To see here one day.
Yeah.
I saw confident coaching.
And you also today, wanted to get into what the change over the weekend in the timing of some of the kneeling exposed.
Yeah, it's obvious what it exposed. People don't give a damn about the flag or the anthem. It's just these millionaire Negroes that ain't making you upset. That's what it is.
Sounds like a show.
Check that out.
Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Cubs fans, now the real fun begins.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Cubs, Nationals, in the NLDS. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every playoff game here. Game 1, Friday. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Kidde, worry-free smoke and CO alarms. Terry Collins' departure as manager of the New York Mets has been a given since the All-Star break, at least. Collins managed the Mets for 7 seasons, taking over a broken team in need of a steady hand and guiding it to a World Series and back-to-back playoff appearances. The incredible spate of injuries that made it impossible for the Mets to even be competitive this season certainly wasn't his fault. And yet, New York being New York, Collins wasn't allowed to go quietly into that good night. Media reports, based on leaks from the front office, surfaced last week that Collins had fallen out with the front office over his use of the bullpen and that had kept his job only because Mets owner Fred Wilpon wouldn't allow him to be fired. Talk about classless. Collins deserved a better fate and a better exit. I'm John Feinstein.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
1-877-CARS for kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's, I mean, Mark Trestman type that, stuff
that
right
was
there.
Trestman-ish.
That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission, because it's hard to repeat.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
1800.
Formerly Modern Tuxedo is the place to get decked out for a wedding, holiday party, or homecoming. Tuxedos, suits, men's clothing, they have it all. Visit one of their five Chicagoland locations or online at Formerly
Lake Bluff or visit canals.com.
Friday, join the Bernstein and Goff Show with Bud Light from 1 to 5:30 p.m. at Fatty's Pub, located at 1312 Lincoln Highway in DeKalb. Enjoy Bud Light specials, Score and Bud Light giveaways, and enter to win Blackhawks tickets to an upcoming game. It's Bernstein and Goff live at Betty's Pub in DeKalb, brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Renter's Warehouse.
Oh, there he is.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves own a 67% winning percentage in home openers. Be there October 14th when they kick off the home season and defend their Central Division title. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bears rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky addressed the media today for the first time since being named starting quarterback, and he says he's all good.
I feel like I'm ready. Obviously, we got a whole week of preparation to get ready for Monday night. I'm excited. I'm just going to take it day by day and just prepare as hard as I possibly can to for every single look and situation we could get on Monday.
And that was Trubisky at Hallis Hall earlier this afternoon. He'll make his NFL regular season debut in 6 days when the Bears host the Vikings on Monday Night Football. Elsewhere in the NFL, Raiders quarterback Derek Carr will miss at least 2 weeks with a fracture in his back, and the Titans signed 33-year-old free agent quarterback Brandon Whedon. Major League Baseball playoffs begin tonight in the Bronx, the AL wild card game at Yankee Stadium as the Yankees host the Twins. And of course, Cubs Nationals game one Friday in Washington. Listen to it here on The Score. Jake Arrieta will not throw a simulated game tomorrow. He will instead do a bullpen session. Want to make some extra cash? UPS is hiring part-time package handlers throughout Chicagoland, and in some locations, package handlers receive up to $100 in weekly bonuses and up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Apply now at upsjobs.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals in Game 1 of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
At Governor State University, you prepare for life's expectations and for the unexpected. Learn how to put your passion first at GSU's graduate and undergraduate open house on Saturday, October 14th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Bernstein and Goff. Now until 6. Zach Zabin at 2:40. Matt Miller on football at 3. Adam Kramer, college football, 3:40. In other news at 4. Hub Arkish at 5. It's on at 5:30. Surprises along the way as well as we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is at BernsteinGoffShow. The website is BernsteinAndGoffShow.com for podcasts. Interact with the show, the station, on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. There's also Facebook Live for our video feed. You can also see it. Watch670thescore.com.
Hello.
It's directed by Brian Gertsch.
Yeah, if your team won, you can enjoy me with a victory cigar.
You smoke cigars.
You're calling Black and Miles cigars.
I'll be on
now.
The miles. I'll be on the miles and hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me. Let me celebrate.
That is something.
Yeah, when keeping it trill goes right. By the way, shout out to whoever their moderator is who acted like she did not know what the Black and Miles were.
I'll be on the miles.
Yeah. I'm with you, Shannon. Shannon is quickly racing up the brother rankings.
I'll be on the miles and hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me. Let me celebrate.
That is something.
Yeah. The hen? Yeah. The hen is a little, well, I can't even do that because I had Hennessy the last couple of weekends. So. Hennessy's good for you.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
It cures what ails you?
Mm-hmm.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Okay, I took a look at Baines in the shower. He looks like all of Australia. He is really put together.
Is that Tommy
Heinsohn?
Let's go.
Hanging out in the shower with Denny Hastert.
Shout out to the meat peepers of the world.
There he is.
Okay, I took a look at Baines in the shower.
Evidently.
Not Harold. Aaron Baines.
It was Harold.
Also put together like all of Australia.
That's why he's so quiet.
Yeah. He is really put together.
John Jay's always walking around just in his underwear. He's solid. He's got a nice setup.
Yeah.
You know. Solid with a nice setup.
I mean, God bless, you know. If you've been taken care of by the good Lord above, whether it's a him or a her, you know, you should be proud of your package.
He's solid, he's got a nice setup.
I love the phrasing there. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Tim in Oceanside, what's up, Tim?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good,
I got
what's
a
up?
Question about the Yankees Twins tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
The Twins get in a tight spot late in the game. Who do you think they'll go out of the bullpen first, Jim Bowers or Black Forget?
You know, I don't, first of all, and I don't know who they use as their setup guys. Don't know their bullpen inside and out. So I don't know who they'll use in a big spot.
I didn't know those names the guy referenced.
They're from the movie.
That is a movie reference from the movie Little Big League.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it once.
No, I've seen it nuts.
Brought to you by Noni.
Noni.
Nah, yeah. I've seen it like once or twice, maybe. Yeah.
Tim in Oceanside, what's up, Tim?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good,
what's
up?
I got a question about the Yankees Twins tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
The Twins get in a tight spot late in the game. Who do you think they'll go out of the bullpen first, Jim Bowers or Black Forget?
Come on, Dan.
I don't.
The more he plays it, the more you should have seen it.
Oh, I. Duh. So now it gets worse?
No. Start the show, jerk.
I did. You said you had football things and things you wanted
Brandon.
To talk about.
What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? I'm a Met fan. I actually live in Chicago. And you got to hear the Chicago radio stations out here. They're saying how 4 out of the 5 Mets pitchers have had Tommy John, and once they're in Chicago, the weather's going to kill them. But they forgot that there was one big Chicago pitcher who did fight Tommy John surgery and was able to pitch in Chicago. That was Henry Rowengardner.
Hey, listen, they got to say something on the radio. What are you going to do?
No. And Henry Rowengardner is also from the other
one. Movie reference from Rookie of the Year.
From Rookie of the Year, yeah, yeah. Sorry, man.
Also,
I only speak in movies when I'm around Brendan and you, to be honest with you. Like, I don't speak in too many movie references.
Yeah, these two guys, when some obscure actor from Goodfellas drops dead, they're all over it. They know every single line of that movie.
Yeah.
Every line.
Mm-hmm. Not and Sopranos, like, too.
Right.
Sopranos.
How many hours?
Oh, with someone from Goodfellas and Sopranos when they were in the same show and they passed away, that's a big day. Heavy hearts around here today.
Heavy hearts.
Prayers up.
I don't have a good enough memory to remember all those movie lines.
All right, so I want you to go back to what you said about Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins. And tell me how that applies to the Bears, Mitchell Trubisky.
Well, it's not them. I was thinking about it watching last night about a real play caller. And this is the other part of evaluating whatever we're going to see over the next 12 games. You've got a guy in Dowell Loggins who in the preseason, like, oh, look at that. And then at the end of last year, we felt how we felt about him. The beginning of this year, you've got a guy, you had a team turn the ball over 10 times in 4 games. So you really haven't been able to play the kind of football that he has dreamed of. But I'm still jonesing, because even after I get what I've asked for, it's going to be hard for me because I don't believe in the play caller as much as I should. I've watched Andy Reid, and I've gone back and forth on what I think of him as a head coach. But as a play caller, there, you can't name me 3 or 4 better. I know Sean Payton gets a lot of love because of what he and Drew Brees has been able to cultivate over the last, I don't know, almost a decade now in New Orleans. But what I saw last night from that guy, without, and he's a guy that is operated with wide receivers, without wide receivers, with really good tight ends, without really good tight ends. I saw last night a jet sweep play fake, tight end screen to the side that the jet sweep vacated. It was so much going on, and the play actually was dropped by their backup tight end, number 84, I believe his name is last name, Demetrius Harris. He dropped the ball, but there was so much room in front of him, and I'm sitting there like, that, those are the kind of things that give you goosebumps if you know that there's a talented person drawing up the schemes, you know, executing the game plan, and then going out there and saying, hey, this is what we're going to do when we get this shot. Not to mention the fact that he's got Travis Kelce, and all you got to do is put that guy out wide or in the slot, and it's going to be a matchup problem. He is. I mean, I love Gronk as much as anybody, but in terms of value, he might be the most valuable tight end because of how often he's out there. You know, Gronk keeps getting hurt over and over and over and over again. Travis Kelce is a monster, but what Andy Reid does week to week, like for Kansas City Chiefs fans, and I know for Eagles fans because I got a couple in the family, for years, whether your quarterback was good, whether your quarterback was not good, I mean, Kevin Cobb to Donovan McNabb, all these guys, and Mike Vick, he resurrected Mike Vick's career. To have a play caller and to have the most important person on your team have someone who can nurture his talents, I think that's the next step in this. And I know we have to get past you know, the 12 games that we're going to watch here, and I don't know if Ryan Pace is going to be willing to hire a guy who wants to take his job in Sean Payton. But, man, watching that last night and thinking to myself, when's the last time I saw an offensive a guy who can execute a game plan, or a guy who's like, ah, I got to play for that look that I saw in the first quarter that I'm going to drop on you in the third quarter. And even if a guy drops the ball, the guy dropped the ball, but there was nothing but green pasture in front of him. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, like, that's what it is. That's the NFL football that this city has been missing for decades now, even when this team was good.
I wrote it this morning. The most important relationship in the future of the Chicago Bears is between Mitchell Trubisky and whatever offensive mind is here next year. Whether that is the head coach, whether it's Sean Payton, whether it's somebody else, that's what matters, because they've got to function as one brain. And we've spent the last decade watching a quarterback and various other names and voices, however you want to put it, whether it's Ron Turner or Mike Martz or was it Jeremy Bates and Pep Hamilton, and I mean all these names.
Pep actually went on to do well in college.
Yep, and all these names of these quarterback coaches, and for whatever reason, they all said, oh, Jay Cutler, he's so smart, he sees everything, but there's personality issues here, and that's why the scouting of a quarterback has so much more to do with getting inside that guy's head. They talk about getting him on the board and finding out what kind of guy he is, because they've got to be functioning just as a basketball coach will talk about his point guard. And I'm not going to fall back into, oh, he's a coach on the floor. They've got to see the same things in the same ways.
Yeah.
What you want, ideally, is the quarterback to come off the field and say, hey, we got something we can drop on.
Dude, and that's why I was thinking about this on the car ride here. I'm so glad you just said that. That is why I feel like four games have been wasted, because now what we don't have is the baseline of like, I like to run this, or I know when this dude sinks his hips here, it's not him really getting out of his route. It's him setting up the defender. Like, these are the things that you can only see while you're on the field, while you're throwing that football, while you're anticipating how much time you're going to have behind that line and trying to get the ball to the right window or to the right player or to the intended target of the offense on that play. These are the things where people are like, oh, yeah, just let him get over the Green Bay and Pittsburgh hurdle. No, I want Mitchell Trubisky by the time week 10 rolls around to say, this is what I like against this team. Whoever the week 11 opponent is or week 10 opponent is, this is what I've liked, because I have now game planned for 16 quarters. I got this in my back pocket. He's going, like, people are acting like the Minnesota Vikings defense is trash. Like, oh, we got him past those tough offenses that he'd have to gunsling against. Well, guess what? Everson Griffin is one of the best defensive ends in the game that nobody talks about. Harrison Smith is a terrific safety, and those three corners that they have compete. And Mike Zimmer is a hell of a defensive coordinator, even though he's the head coach now. So it's not like things just get easy for him. If anything, it gets easy for the Bears defense, because Case Keenum is their quarterback. And I know he put up a lot of yards the other day, and then last week he was Case Keenum again. But come on. Like, the waste of time that has occurred, and also the waste of time in evaluating who your next play caller is going to be.
Yeah, there was no value.
You need
value
to know what kind of template you need to have, what kind of guy. Yep. Even if it's not Darryl Loggins, I need to know that this is the guy. Okay. He actually doesn't like boots to this side. Or he actually, if you think about it, the play action, we need to work on that with him, because he doesn't turn his back to the defense. The reps that have been missed, I understand what everybody wants to feel like and how everybody, like, everybody's going about this as if they work for the team. I don't work for the Bears. I want the best thing for Mitchell Trubisky. And that may not be the same purpose for John Fox and some of the other people who are trying to save their gigs.
John Fox isn't going to be here next year.
I
wouldn't be concerned about that.
I know. Hey, man, they win three of crazier things are happening right now in the city of Chicago. Crazier things are happening than John Fox returning another year. Like, currently at this moment, there's going to be some news.
Are we going to do this
before we get out of here? Give me an hour. Give me an hour or so.
Because if we get into this,
give me an hour or so.
I am.
Give me an hour or so.
Gobsmacked at this.
Give me an hour or so.
And nauseated about it.
You shouldn't be nauseated. Yeah, you probably should. Yeah, you probably should.
I really
be.
Am. This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Just open the phone lines, 312-644-6767. You got Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Hey, Chicago, it's Cubs manager Joe Maddon. There is one radio station in Chicago to listen to every Cubs playoff game, 670 The Score.
Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it.
Hey, Chicagoland, it's Mark Rohde, and I've got Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, here with me. And Ryan, I heard you have another office here in the Chicago area. Where is it?
No, you're absolutely right, Mark. We just opened our newest location in Schaumburg. Actually, it's been a few months, but our clients sure do love that. But even if you don't live by one of the home loan expert offices, we will come to you. We will meet with you at your home or office to get the mortgage process started. It's just another way that we are killing the competition with our customer service. If your current rate is not in the twos, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. It's hard to repeat.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's, I mean, Mark Trestman type
that,
stuff
that
right
was
there. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts, you know, it starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes! Give me more of it!
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
guest tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I feel like I'm ready. Obviously, we got a whole week of preparation to get ready for Monday night. I'm excited. I'm just going to take it day by day and just prepare as hard as I possibly can to for every single look and situation we could get on Monday.
Is that money-making Mitch? Is that the voice we're going to have to get used to here in the city of Chicago?
And why did they make Mike Glennon talk today, right? I mean, he was nice enough and classy enough about it, but God, it's going to be a rough day for him. You really got to go over and rub salt in the wounds?
He's a professional.
I know. He's
he gets paid all that money.
Right.
You know, these NFL elites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he kind of knew he wasn't good, right? And you didn't help him out by drafting someone immediately after you signed him. Like, that's sometimes managers find out what you are by putting a little pressure on you and seeing how you respond.
This was over on draft night. You know that. I mean, this isn't hard. This was over on draft night when all of a sudden he's standing like, what the hell just happened?
People were coming at me like, you haven't even seen him play yet. Come on, man. They told you they didn't believe in him. The moment they saw a chance to go up there and snatch the quarterback they wanted, they did.
It wasn't hard. They wasted four games in this process. They're four games late into it. And now they're saying, oh, he's ready, he's ready, he's ready. I don't care if he's ready or not. You call him ready. Put him out there and let him get ready on the move, on the run. This segment brought to you by Amazon. Join Amazon at their newest facility in Crest Hill, now hiring part-time associates with flexible shifts. Apply at Amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Man, I think we set a new record today after transition to how the shortest amount of time it took for the text screen to become a dumpster fire.
Well, I mean, these are the... If you look at the numbers, these are the same 14 guys and girls who are upset about everything anytime I mention what's going on in sports and how sports is affecting the way our conversations are outside of just balls and sticks and bats. So, you know, these are the same dudes and the same girls saying the same things over and over again. And if there's news, I'm not going to stop talking about it ever. That'd be crazy for me to stop doing that. Because it's a part of the world we live in. So it's as simple as that. You can text. This isn't an airport, by the way. You never have to announce your departure here. You can just go.
I don't want to look. I'm mad.
Very simple.
Yeah, here's the thing. If something that we're talking about makes you angry or uncomfortable, instead of telling us you're angry or uncomfortable, just listen to music or something.
20 minutes later, well, I'll be talking it's about okay. The Bulls or the Bears or whatever. But, yeah, it's very easy to do. You know, for a lot of the people who love protecting free speech and love protecting people speaking out on things hate listening to it when it's not agreeing with whatever they're in alliance
with. Okay, but you don't have to. I don't care what
I insulted the Baltimore audience, and all of a sudden now it's what? I'm triggered now because you said something about Baltimore. So
yeah,
we'll get into it.
After the update, too, we got to get into what was exposed this weekend because now there's no more lying. There's no more hiding. There's no more screwing around with this thing. It's all out in the open now. So just feel free to own it. Have the guts to own it.
And there'll be some Bulls news before the hour is over as well.
Oh, and it's not good. It's not good at all. What I said before about in transition.
Just let it rock. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Don't miss Spiegel and Parkins in Washington, D.C., broadcasting live from Top of the Yard Rooftop Bar at Hampton Inn, overlooking the ballpark before Game 1 of the NLDS between the Cubs and Nationals.
Danny, last time I traveled with the Cubs on the road in the playoffs, they won the World Series.
Don't screw this up!
Oh, the pressure's on. I've never traveled with the Cubs in the World Series, but I'd like it to be just like last year.
Spiegel and Parkins, live from D.C., Friday, 9 a.m. to 1, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. Presented by CDW and Intel.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes! Give me more of it!
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.